Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman, member by Avram Goldar, and today we're Zechus Yavamas, Daf Tzadi Off, the 10th Berak Isha Rabba. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. So the three Dafs are going to focus on number one, in the Mishnah on Daf Pei Zayin Amud Beis, listing the penalties for a woman who remarried based on the testimony of a single witness, whose original husband then reappeared, there are three lenient opinions. Rav Yossi said, her first husband must pay his ksuba. Boazer said, HaRishon Zachar B'mitziyasel Masiyadeu U'B'Hafaras Nadareha, the first husband is zochet to what she finds, her earnings, and is able to annul her vows. Rabbi Shimon said, Yibum or Chalitza by the brother of her first husband exempts her tzar from Yibum and Chalitza, and her child by the first husband is not a mamzer. On this dab, Rav Huna said, Basrai modu l'kamai, kamai l'modu l'basrai. The latter Tanaim agree with the former Tanaim, but the former Tanaim do not agree with the latter Tanaim. Rabbi Shimon agrees with Belazar, for if the Rabban did not penalize even relations with the Yavam, the Ikari Surah, which is a primary prohibition, all the more so they would not penalize monetary issues such as her findings and earnings. But Rabbi Belazar would not agree with Rabbi Shimon, for he holds only monetary issues were not penalized, but relations with the Yavam was penalized. They both agree with Rabbi Yossi, for if the Rabban did not penalize rights, which are only operative during marriage, all the more so they did not penalize the Ksuba, which is only collected on the way out of the marriage. But Rabbi Yossi does not agree with him, for he holds only her ksuba was not penalized. These, which are more stringent, were certainly penalized. Rabbi Yochan has an opposite view. Pointing to the Mishnah and say that Rabbi Shimon rules that if a woman remarried on the basis of two witnesses, she is permitted to return to her first husband. When Rav Sheshes heard that Rav ruled that the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, he couldn't believe it, for it implies that the Rabban disagree with Rabbi Shimon and hold that this woman would be penalized and would not be permitted to return to her first husband. What could this woman have done to prevent adultery? She was a victim of an onus. She had no reason not to rely on the testimony of two witnesses. The Gemara brings numerous challenges to this premise of what could she have done, and in each case the Gemara answers that there is something she should have done. For example, Rav Shimon bar Ashi brought the Mishnah where one married his Yavama, and her tzara went and married someone. Benim says zo Ilanis, and the Yavama turns out to be an Ilanis, so that the tzara must leave her new husband and her Yavam, and she's penalized like the adulteress. Why is she penalized? Let us say, what should she have done? The Gemara answers, she should have waited before remarrying until she knew, with certainty, that the Yavama was not an Ilanis. And pointing with you, Rav Ashi said, regarding a woman who remarried on the basis of a single witness, but for a mere rumor that the first husband was alive, we're not concerned. The Gemara asks, what type of rumor is he referring to? If it's one that began after her marriage to her second husband, he already taught this. We're not concerned with any rumor about a woman's forbidden status which begins after her marriage. The Gemara answers that since the woman came to Basin for permission to remarry, and we granted her permission, it's considered like a rumor that began before her marriage to her second husband. Since coming to court for a special dispensation means they consider the possibility that her first husband is still alive, and the rumor after the marriage is merely substantiating that earlier concern. Rav Ashi is coming to teach that this is not so. So once again, the 3 points are number one, in the Mishnah on Daf Pei Zayin Amud Beis, listing the penalties for a woman who remarried based on the testimony of a single witness whose original husband then reappeared, there are three lenient opinions. Rav Yossi said, her first husband must pay his ksuba. Boazer said, HaRishon Zachar B'mitziyasel Masiyadeu U'B'Hafaras Nadareha, the first husband is zochet to what she finds, her earnings, and is able to annul her vows. Rabbi Shimon said, Yibum or Chalitza by the brother of her first husband exempts her tzar from Yibum and Chalitza, and her child by the first husband is not a mamzer. On this dab, Rav Huna said, Basrai modu l'kamai, kamai l'modu l'basrai. The latter Tanaim agree with the former Tanaim, but the former Tanaim do not agree with the latter Tanaim. Rabbi Shimon agrees with Belazar, for if the Rabban did not penalize even relations with the Yavam, the Ikari Surah, which is a primary prohibition, all the more so they would not penalize monetary issues such as her findings and earnings. But Rabbi Elazar would not agree with Rabbi Shimon, for he holds only monetary issues were not penalized, but relations with the Yavam was penalized. They both agree with Rabbi Yossi, for if the Rabban did not penalize rights, which are only operative during marriage, all the more so they did not penalize the Ksuba, which is only collected on the way out of the marriage. But Rabbi Yossi does not agree with him, for he holds only her Ksuba was not penalized. These, which are more stringent, were certainly penalized. Rabbi Yochan has an opposite view. pointing to the Mishnah and say the Rabbi Shimon rules that if a woman remarried on the basis of two witnesses, she is permitted to return to her first husband. When Rav Sheshes heard that Rav ruled that the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, he couldn't believe it, for it implies that the Rabban disagree with Rabbi Shimon and hold that this woman would be penalized and would not be permitted to return to her first husband. What could this woman have done to prevent adultery? She was a victim of an onus. She had no reason not to rely on the testimony of two witnesses. The Gemara brings numerous challenges to this premise of what could she have done, and in each case the Gemara answers that there is something she should have done. For example, Rav Shimon bar Ashi brought the Mishnah where one married his Yavama, and her tzara went and married someone. Benim says zo Ilanis, and the Yavama turns out to be an Ilanis, so that the tzara must leave her new husband and her Yavam, and she's penalized like the adulteress. Why is she penalized? Let us say, what should she have done? The Gemara answers, she should have waited before remarrying until she knew, with certainty, that the Yavama was not an Ilanis. And pointing with you, Rav Ashi said, regarding a woman who remarried on the basis of a single witness, but for a mere rumor that the first husband was alive, we're not concerned. The Gemara asks, what type of rumor is he referring to? If it's one that began after her marriage to her second husband, he already taught this. We're not concerned with any rumor about a woman's forbidden status which begins after her marriage. The Gemara answers that since the woman came to Basin for permission to remarry, and we granted her permission, it's considered like a rumor that began before her marriage to her second husband. Since coming to court for a special dispensation means they consider the possibility that her first husband is still alive, and the rumor after the marriage is merely substantiating that earlier concern. Rav Ashi is coming to teach that this is not so. All right, so now we go to our Simmer Daf Tzadi Aleph, and this sim was suggested to us by Semi Raskis, who suggested a security guard by an exit sign, and we just use an exit sign for the simmon. So here goes. The three lenient rabbis standing under the Beis Din exit sign, trying to figure out who agreed with whom, overheard a tzara walk out mumbling that she should have waited to see if the Yavama was an Ilanis, while another woman sighed a breath of relief when she was told, we're not concerned about rumors after her second marriage that her first husband was still alive. Once again, in slow motion. The three lenient rabbis standing under the Beis Din exit sign. Exit sign? That must be Moran Daf Tzadi Aleph. The three lenient rabbis standing under the Beis Din exit sign trying to figure out who agreed with whom, which reminds us, in the Mishnah Daf Pei Zayin Amud Beis, listing the penalties for a woman who remarried based on the testimony of a single witness whose original husband then reappeared, there are three lenient opinions. Rabbi Yossi said her first husband must pay his ksuba. Rabbi Elazar said the first husband is zoked to what she finds, her earnings, and is able to annul her vows. And Rabbi Shimon said yibum or chalitza by the brother of her first husband exempts her tzar from yibum and chalitza, and her child by the first husband is not a mamzer. On this stuff, Rav Huna said, basrai modu l'kamai, kamai l'modu l'basrai. The latter Tanaim agree with the former Tanaim, but the former Tanaim do not agree with the latter Tanaim. So the three lenient rabbis standing under the Beis Din exit sign, trying to figure out who agreed with whom, overheard a tzara walk out mumbling that she should have waited to see if the Yavama was an Ilanis. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings numerous challenges to the defense of what could she have done? And in each case, the Gemara answers there is something she should have done. For example, Rav Shimon bar Ashi brought the Mishnah, where one married his Yavama, and her tzara went and married someone. Venim says, zo Ilanis, and the Yavama turns out to be an Ilanis. The tzara must leave her new husband and her Yavam, and she is penalized like the adulteress. Why is she penalized? Let us say, what should she have done? The Gemara answers, Iboy lam tuni. She should have waited before remarrying until she knew with certainty that the Yavama was not an Ilanis. So the three lenient rabbis standing under the Beis Din exit sign, trying to figure out who agreed with whom, overheard a tzara walk out mumbling that she should have waited to see if the Yavama was an Ilanis, while another woman sighed a breath of relief when she was told, we're not concerned about rumors after her second marriage that her first husband was still alive. Which reminds us, Rav Ashi said regarding a woman who remarried on the basis of single witness, but for a mere rumor that the first husband is alive, we're not concerned. The Gemara clarifies that even though Rav Ashi already taught this, that we're not concerned with any rumor about a woman's forbidden status which begins after marriage, Rav Ashi is coming to teach here that since a woman came to Beis Din for permission to remarry, and we granted her permission, we might have thought that it's considered like a rumor that began before her marriage to her second husband. Since coming to Beis Din for a special dispensation means they consider the possibility their first husband's still alive, and the rumor after the marriage is merely substantiating that earlier concern. Rav Ashi is coming to teach that this is not so. So once again, the three lenient rabbis standing under the Beis Din exit sign, trying to figure out who agreed with whom, overheard a tzara walk out mumbling that she should have waited to see if the Yavama was an Ilanis, while another woman sighed a breath of relief when she was told, we're not concerned about rumors after her second marriage that her first husband was still alive. All right, so that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.